Josh Groban, welcome to Z100.
Hey, guys. It's good to be back.
Three nights at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
You know what? It's really funny. I was telling this story to a friend of mine. It was 3 years ago, Teen People did the 20 teens that are changing the world. I think it was 3 years ago.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And you were one of them. And, well, you were singing at the luncheon.
Yeah, I was there at least. I don't think I was one of them, but okay. I entertained the teens that were changing the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I remember that some guy said, okay, where's the tape? Okay, we'll play the Josh Groban tape. And you know, the guy, you know, it's like being in a high school, you know.
That's right.
Definitely.
P.E. Yeah. class where they show this, you know, the videos. And the guy, the AV guy comes in, plays the tape, and you sing along on this little stage. And, you know, I was thinking back then, what a great show. Then the next time I see you performing, you're at Radio City.
Yeah.
I know. It's been such a crazy ride the last couple of years because it really does feel like, you know, last time I was in New York performing for an audience, it was, you know, these little tiny ballrooms and charity, you know, some charity events. But, and I'd never been in Radio City Music Hall. So seeing it for the first time during that first sound check, you know, it's so cavernous and it's just such a legendary place. It's one of the greatest theaters in the world. So.
Amazing. I mean, so you should have, if you wanted Josh to sing at your kid's bar mitzvah, you should have signed him up a long time ago.
Yeah, several years ago.
That price has gone up.
Yeah.
But is it every performer's dream to sing it on the stage at Radio City?
For me, it was. I mean, and I had never seen a show there, but it was certainly a dream of mine. I mean, yeah, it's the place, you know, it's for an opera singer. That's like the Met, you know, it's great.
Where did you grow up?
In Los Angeles. I grew up in L.A. Mm-hmm. And
well, you seem smart.
Yeah, I know.
I went to school occasionally.
Yeah, well,
there are a couple of
rep.
Them in L.A.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them smart people out there.
I went to a performing arts school. So, we had, you know, academics during half the day and then our arts class during half the day. And so.
Okay.
It's interesting. You called yourself an opera singer a second ago?
No. I was just saying, you know, for what I do, you know, the Radio City Music Hall is like the pinnacle of what you want to get to. You know?
Because if you had to, even though we don't like labels, if you had to label what you do, Josh, I'm not quite sure what you would label it. It has no label, does it?
I don't really like to put a label on it. I think that it's great that, you know, I walk into a music store and there are many different labels for it. I think that's cool, mm-hmm. but... I think ultimately it's pop music, but I think it's just a different type of pop music.
Sure.
It's not this thing you hear all the time.
I went in a store the other day. They had Josh Groban and 50 Cent right together.
There you go.
Same place.
You know?
Same
you should do a duet.
Wow,
that
look at this.
That would be awesome.
You did not.
It was close. 50 Cent was right nearby.
Wow. So this tour you're on, Josh, I mean, how many cities are you scooting through?
On this tour, about 45 cities.
Wow.
So, yeah, it takes its toll, and it's definitely taught me a lot. It's the first time I've ever been on tour, so, you know, you learn a lot about your own voice and about yourself and about just being on the road, but... Yeah.
Are you getting used to the reaction of people, like especially like women, that are so attracted to you and your voice?
That's kind of a new thing, you know, because when you're recording and you're doing TV shows and stuff, you don't really feel like because you're in kind of a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And so feeling that live energy, yeah, it's really, really nice.
Live energy? We're talking horny women.
Exactly.
That's live energy, Elvis.
Live horny energy. You know?
See, I hate talking about... being horny in front of you because your mom and dad are right
they're out there.
They're right over there. I can see mom after the show. Nice job tonight, Josh. The women were extra horny.
Oh, no.
That's my son.
So wrong.
Were you popular with the girls when you were in high school?
It depended on the part of high school. There's always the terrible part. You know, everybody goes through the awkward, you know, the moment that you start getting interested in girls, you look your worst. So, you know,
it's zit heaven.
It kind of exactly. So it's just, you know, but yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I went to an arts high school. So, you know, I felt like I had something I could do. I was getting leads in the musicals and things like that. Mm. So, it was, you know. That was kind of cool at the school
cool.
that I went to, at least.
You know, I have a little story. I mean, and I'm sure you've heard this story a million times because of this particular song. A good friend of mine, Deanna, is getting married in August.
Mm-hmm.
And she lost her mother this past year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, To Where You Are is like the theme for the wedding. And then I hear more callers calling in today saying that this is the song they play because they've lost someone in their family who's very near and dear to them.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's just like, I don't want to use the word anthem, but I mean, it seems to be the song that tells the story for so many people. And how do you feel when you hear these stories? I'm sure you've heard millions of them just like that.
Well, I mean, the stories that I do hear and the letters that I read from people that have been, for some reason, this music and this song really helps them. You know, it is about losing a loved one and trying to find a way to know that they're still there with you. And so I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's amazing to hear those stories
mm-hmm.
and to get it firsthand. You know, I turn to music whenever something's tragic in my life or I'm up or I'm down. It's nice.
Hmm. Tragic. You have tragedy in your life?
Not a whole lot, no.
Okay, just checking.
My dog died the other day. That was pretty tragic.
What?
Oh, that can be pretty tragic.
Yeah. Oh, Josh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Childhood dog, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's hard.
That's the
I
worst.
I listen to where you are to help me, so, you know.
Why are you laughing?
No.
My God, you just lost your dog and you're laughing.
I know. No, that's sad. I didn't actually listen to my own song for that.
It is awful. Yeah. It is awful. But okay, so you're on the road 45 dates. I mean, 45 Amazing. Cities, which is multiple dates in some cities. I mean, do you miss your pillow? Do you miss your home?
I bring some stuff on the road with me, but I didn't know how I would react to the bus and constantly seeing the world through a hotel window. I actually really like it because I don't know. I like being alone and, you know, in closed spaces. Don't ask me why. But, yeah, it's been.
Okay, well, bye. Like, gotta go.
Yeah. What about your voice, though, now? You sound so effortless when you're singing. But 45, you know, dates or 45 cities, that's a lot of using the instrument. Have you found that that's difficult at all for you?
It is difficult. It definitely takes its toll. And I'm not running around the stage a whole lot, but just from having to support and really just get the energy out there for 19 songs every night really does take its toll. So, you know, sleep is very important and, you know, eating right and, you know, all the stuff. You know, I'm pretty crazy when it comes to singing. There's lots of discipline I have to have.
And like a Britney or like a Christina type of person would be backstage pumping themselves up in a different way than you would. How would you pump yourself up before a concert?
I get so nervous before I go on stage. I can't even tell you. I get so nervous that the nervous energy winds up just kind of taking control of me, and I have to have my little nervous breakdown, and then I just get kind of into
Do you yell at people and throw sharp objects?
No. I make sure everybody's out of the room before I start yelling.
You know what? Who am I to tell you this? But, you know, sitting out in the audience, you didn't look like you had a nerve in your body.
Well,
I
thanks.
Mean, you looked fine.
Acting.
You look merely acting.
Acting, yes.
And, but there was this one time during the song we just played. A lot of people raise these lights up above their heads.
That was cool.
Well, I felt uninvited. I was like, well, where did they get the lights? Like, who are these people? Who are these light people?
They decided, I think, on the internet that they would do that at this exact moment in the song. It's not just kind of like waving here and there throughout the song. It's right at the beginning of the second chorus.
It was synchronized.
Yeah, it's all totally synchronized. Yeah. So.
My friend Dennis and I looked at each other like, "Who are these people?"
This was rehearsed. I think.
Look at these lights.
It took me by surprise. It was really nice. I think, I just think that some fan had one, and then they bought more, and it's kind of become a thing.
Last time we talked to you, Josh, I don't know if you were kidding around or you were serious. You said that you didn't really understand the translation of a lot of these songs you were singing.
Did I say that?
You did say that.
That's so untrue.
Were you kidding me?
That was a while ago.
That must have been a joke, because I do so much homework when I do these songs. It's before I even record it, I have to, you know, first of all, I get the English translation, and I just go through both papers to make sure that it's almost fluent for me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just getting the pronunciation and getting the fluency in it. So,
I mean,
yeah,
could you
a lot of work that goes
could you
it.
Walk through Rome and not speak a word of English? Could you get through Rome and have great conversations in Italian?
Probably not conversationally, no. But
you could sing to them?
But I could sing to them, yes.
Sing for your supper. Sing for your supper, boys.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Josh, performers nowadays, they've introduced so much dance and pyrotechnics and all that kind of stuff into their performances. And I'm wondering whether you're ever going to feel moved to hook up a little microphone, lip sync a song, and then add more dance to your performance.
Really.
We'd like to see some pelvic thrusting.
Yeah.
That's a very valid question, John Bell.
Know. Yeah.
Backup dancers.
Yeah, I think no.
No bathtub and see-through costume. Like
maybe. You know, my budget was very small for this tour, so.
Pasties.
Talk me in the ear.
I'm not going to give it away, but there is a dramatic, dramatic moment.
Is there really?
The last note leading into the intermission.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, but he does some antics on stage.
Oh, theatrics.
And then he changes his wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah, look, that's the only pelvic thrusting I have is putting on new pants.
That's it. He changes pants, but it's not even on stage.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's a song, Josh, I've got to play. And, of course, I'm going to be really selfish and play this because it's my favorite song.
Okay.
But I'm playing it because I know it will become everyone else's favorite song.
Okay.
And it's from Il Postino. And you did this with Joshua Bell, who's one of the most incredible violinists in the world.
He's a complete prodigy. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's a project or a prodigy?
Project.
Unbelievable. But the two of you, your voice being an instrument, his instrument being a voice practically, the two together were just incredible. Now, the other night in concert, you had this wonderful woman playing the violin. What was her name?
Lucia Micarelli. And she is such a find. We found her during the rehearsal for the tour. And she's so great. She's got it all.
She didn't wear shoes on stage. That kind of grossed me out a little.
That was during rehearsal. It's okay. Now we're gonna walk up these stairs. Yeah. Do you mind if I take my shoes off? All right.
It's like all the people who like. It's like Liza Minnelli's dirty feet have been on that stage. It's like every dirty performance foot had been on that stage.
History on that
stage. She had the dirt of many historical performances on her feet.
It's okay.
This is the most incredible songs in the world. And to hear you guys do this, it moves me. And this is one of those songs I play over and over in the car until I get home.
Excellent. Thanks.
And what is the song saying? I'm from Il Postino. What's the name of the song?
It's a very, very sweet, very innocent love song. We took it from the theme from the music of the movie, and we got permission to write a lyric to it. And it just basically means, literally, I will miss you. And it's about, missing somebody that you love very much.
Mi mancarai?
Mi mancarai, I will miss you.
This is Josh Groban on Z100. Oh, how amazing is that? Oh. Z100, Josh Groban. What's there to say?
Thank you for playing that.
You know what's interesting is that Josh is one of those singers that people think they can sing along with. Because I find when I'm listening to a CD, I try to sing along. I do a lot of faking.
Do you?
When I get to certain notes. But it feels like you want to sing along with you all the time.
Well, that's nice. That's always
it's kind of like, it sounds so great. You kind of like imagine it's coming out of your mouth.
Oh, you wish. Oh, if I could have that come out of my mouth, would I be here every day?
Tell me about it.
No, I would, because I love you people, really.
Yeah. We're saying off the air how we picture like a certain lifestyle for you because of the music you play, and you sing. Yeah. It's all like I picture you in a white, pristine house by the beach, and there's just a grand piano.
Yes.
I mean, do you ever get wild and dirty?
Yeah. You get crazy.
I think that, sometimes people assume because of this kind of music that I'm not just, a normal 23-year-old guy.
Exactly.
And I think that, obviously, like I said, there's a lot of discipline involved with this kind of singing. I can't be out late if I have a concert and I don't, smoke and I don't drink a whole lot. But no, I'm not, as pristine as the music.
Do you still get that, I can't believe that voice is coming out of that slender little body?
Do I get that from myself?
No, from other people, because I've heard people say...
When I look in the mirror, I go, gosh. Yeah. Some people, people say, that'd be so weird of me.
Because, a lot of these...
I'd fire me.
A lot of these great voices from around the world come from massive structures.
Yeah. Big guys.
If you sound this great, what if we like fed you a lot of carbs?
Right.
Seriously, let's fatten up Josh Groban and see what comes out. What kind of horn would he be blowing then?
No, people always say you don't look like your voice,
It's a weird thing to say, but.
Yeah. I think you do. I think you look like you. Look
you
like
do?
You.
Well, thanks.
You
Good.
Are you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Do you ever see a day where you may not be nervous walking out on stage? It'll be like another day at the office for Josh. He's going to go out on stage and sing a song.
Actually, that's kind of the tricky thing about being on tour is it the first, if you play a really important venue like Radio City, then you're never off your game and you're always kind of excited. But after you play, 15, 16, 17, 20, 25, 30 shows, you do wind up getting a little more relaxed, which is a good thing because you're not nervous. But on the other hand, you have to say to yourself, all right, snap back into it because you can lose focus very easily.
I noticed your mom and dad are here. Are they on the road with you constantly?
Or no, they're never on the road. They just came out to New York.
They just like hanging out in New York.
They just like hanging in New York.
The city.
Yeah. So, when are you leaving? What's your next stop?
I'm doing Good Morning America tomorrow morning, and then I'm leaving right afterwards for Rhode Island, and we continue on.
Wow. And mom and dad aren't going to Rhode Island?
They're not going to Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's not cool enough.
Time to party! All right.
It's been great having them here, though.
So this far in your career, I don't know if you – how do you feel about where you are in your career? Are you still just getting started? Are you established? How do you see yourself?
It's hard to say because I think that this is the kind of thing where either people are, really excited and happy about it and listen to it all the time or absolutely have no clue who I am. So I'm still at that point where I feel like so many wonderful things have happened and so many great, so many people have been turned on to the music. But I still feel like it's still just at the beginning and I've got so many more people that I want to reach and so much more musically that I want to experiment with.
And I know you've already worked with so many great people, but is there someone in particular you really want to work with?
Oh, man. I've been so blessed to have worked with so many of the great legends in this business, but I'd love to work with somebody kind of a little off center, somebody that wouldn't be the normal person, someone like Bjork or
50 Cent.
You know?
50 Cent. Well, have you ever been shot before?
No.
50 Cent would make sense. But let me ask you this. Are your dreams coming true?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. They're dreams that I never even knew existed. My dreams when I was younger was just to make it to New York to do theater one day, and so to be doing... to have my own face on the cover and my own name and not to be playing a character and to to be able to get this music out there has just been absolutely a dream. But there's so many other things that I want to try. But this
what are your dreams? I mean, what dreams do you still have, Josh? What is it you still want to do? Do you want to conquer the theater? I mean, do you want to do a musical?
Yeah, Broadway's always been a dream of mine. I would love to go. I was able to do something for the Actors Fund about 3 or 4 months ago and did a concert version of the musical Chess, which is a really cool show. And that was a thrill. But yeah, I'd love to go back to theater. I'd love to do some more acting. I had such a great time on Ally McBeal. And I think that, you know, it's acting and singing sometimes are go hand in hand because of the emotions. But I just haven't had time for it. But I like
you
to,
see, you don't seem psycho enough to be an actor.
I know.
You have to work on that.
It's early still.
If you could. Well, you know what? It's great for us all to hear someone's story who's had dreams and they, my gosh, you're living your dream. But I'd always wonder what it's like to finally get your dream, because God knows I never will. But, I mean, when you get the dream, do you replace them with more dreams? And how important is it to have dreams all the time?
It's so important. You know, one of the things that somebody said to me when I was younger that I completely disagree with was, it was a college professor, actually, that said, you know, let go of your ideals, let go of your dreams. You're going to want to be just happy, you know, doing local theater, you know, which I would have been. But you know, it is important to keep with those dreams, and you always have a backup plan, obviously. But yeah, it's those dreams that keep inspiring me. And you're right, the new dreams make newer dreams, and there's so more has happened that I could have possibly imagined, and there are many new dreams.
Well, it's an honor to have you here.
Are you kidding? Thank you so much for the support, and I can't thank you enough. And everybody listening in New York, this has been the most supportive city I've ever encountered. So,
well, wow.
His name is Josh Groban. The CD is Closer. Of course, there's another CD before that called Josh Groban, isn't it?
that was easy.
And if you don't have both of these CDs in your collection, and also there's the DVD, Josh in Concert. Do you get nervous watching yourself singing on stage?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, shooting that was a blast, but yeah, I can't put that in and watch it because I'm so critical.
Stop it. You look great.
Thanks.
Unbelievable. Any more questions before Josh, before we throw him off the top of the building?
What hair products do you use?
Yes.
And what's your workout routine?
Straight off the pillow look. It's towel dry, and that's about it.
Good for you. Isn't that nice? No fuss, no muss?
No, yeah, exactly.
Josh, in all seriousness, like I said, it is an honor to have you here, and to be able to share your music to our listeners really, score some points for us.
Actually.
but actually, in all sincerity, thank you so much for your drive and your energy and your spirit. It's just amazing and so refreshing.
Thank you so much. Well, it's been a blast.
Josh Groban on Z100.
Yeah.